Welcome back to The Unseen Swerve with me, James Sandy, here on Switch Radio. And now we consider the plight, future and fortunes of festivals. So joining me on the line now is Jennifer Davis and Paul O'Donnell, who are festival co-founders and directors of Shoot Festival in Coventry and Warwickshire. I think I got that right. Welcome both.
Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you got it right.
Let's start with Shoot Festival and what it is and what it encompasses. Jen, let's come to you first.
So we set it up in 2014 because Paul and I felt that in Coventry there actually wasn't a lot of opportunities for early career artists, so people just starting out and making work. And so we decided that we wanted to try and offer a platform for Coventry and Warwickshire artists. And then it's kind of grown since then, really. We've done 4 festivals now. And during that time, we've supported over 70 artists now, and reached thousands of audience members. And we've kind of held events at the Shopfront Theatre and the Belgrade and the Tin, which is a music venue in Coventry. I guess our mission is to support early career artists making work in the CV postcodes, and that's sort of always been the core aim for us. We want to offer artists a platform, and we see ourselves as like a stepping stone organisation between, you know, quite grassroots work and then the bigger organisations.
Okay, Paul, let's pick up on some of that then. So you've been going roughly since about 2014. There's a focus on, Jen said early career artists. So are we talking about new talent, emerging talent, experimental things? What sort of things have you seen in your time with the festival?
A bit of everything, to be honest with you. We sort of specialise in live performance, but we added a visual arts strand to our festival last year. We're very much excited about finding people in Coventry, artists in Coventry that Coventry hasn't found yet. And what I think Jen was saying was that we see ourselves as like a stepping stone, and it's very much artists who haven't had their chance to showcase their work in their own city. We're very much about finding those people, trying to showcase their work to the rest of the industry in Coventry and further afield, in the hope that they can use this as a platform to really set in their careers in Coventry and Warwickshire. And hopefully expand out from there. We've seen a bit of everything from like acrobatics, theatre to spoken word, music, and music spanning across all variant types of music. From we had like a little mini orchestra one year of world music, which put violins and didgeridoos and drums together. Yeah, we've had a real mix, and we're quite excited about that mix. And I think our audiences are also quite excited about coming to the festival and having things next to each other that you wouldn't usually put next to each other, but it's a real sort of taster of all the talent that is available in Coventry and Warwickshire.
So there's broadly, I think there's kind of maybe 3 bits to it. Maybe I'm sort of summarising it too much, but there's a performance programme, there's a kind of soundstage, music, and then you've got what I would call the kind of fringe things, you know, the kind of weird and the wonderful things that go on around the festival and between it and in the run-up to it. But one of the words that strikes me sort of reading up on the festival is it's really diverse, isn't it? There's a real range, there's a real mix of things.
That's what we're about. I think sometimes, yeah, I think we like programming that kind of really rubs up against each other, and we're not about kind of really smooth segues, and we like to, you know, obviously we take into account what the program is, but we like to program very different things next to each other so that, you know, there's a real breadth of work being shown.
Now, you also do some quite brave things, I think. So as a consequence of our current situation, you've had to kind of adapt quite a bit of the festival activity, and that's a bit of an understatement. You do a lot of online things, and some online things that I don't understand completely. So you can help me understand, and our audience, hopefully. So there's something called scratching, which I think is allowed in the current regulations, but it's not quite what it appears.
A scratch is sort of a theatre term, I guess. And people in the theatre industry are more aware of it than the rest of us, I think. I believe it started at Battersea Arts Centre down in London, and they set up a scratch events, or scratch nights is what they called them, and they're essentially nights where artists can showcase really early work that has never met an audience before, but it's a chance to experiment with a live audience. And that's a really important thing for artists. I know, because me and Jen are artists in our own rights as well, and it's mega important to my practice anyway, because a lot of it is audience responsive work. And if I don't try it in front of an audience, then I don't know if it works or how it works. So Scratch Nights was sort of set up as an experimentation platform. And then we had intended at the end of the year to start some Scratch Nights at Belgrade Theatre for really early work to give that a chance to meet its audience. And we had some sort of funding in place for that, and support in kind for that. But obviously this came along, the coronavirus pandemic, and me and Jen decided that actually there are artists in Coventry and Warwickshire that were much more in need of that support now than they perhaps might be later on in the year. Obviously, we don't know what later on in the year looks like, so I don't know that for sure. But we noticed a real lack in funding and support for really early career artists in this period of time, where they might have had the beginnings of their showings cancelled, or they might have had opportunities taken away from them. We wanted to try and create that.
Yeah, so yeah, Paul's completely right. I think we just wanted to do a rapid response to what was currently happening. And our way of doing that was to platform 10 early career artists based in Coventry and Warwickshire to make a very short piece of work that responded to the theme Imagine. So we wanted to try and take our audience somewhere else. Yeah, we had a real variety of pieces. We had some performance art, new music, a soundscape, storytelling, you know, a short play. And so, yeah, it was a real varied evening. It was technically, I think it worked really well. It took a lot of hard work on Paul's side, definitely not mine. And we did a live stream of the performances. A couple of them were pre-recorded videos, but most of the work was live. So unlike some of the other content that might be going out at the moment, that's a lot of it is pre-record, or but ours was live, which was quite nail-biting at times. But yeah, and it's all available to watch now on YouTube. We recorded the stream, and we also have accessible versions of the performances as well, which people can watch.
So I was going to ask you about the kind of technical challenge of doing it, really, because I think we're all kind of hiding away somewhere in a back bedroom on a desk with what probably looks like the sort of opening sequence of Back to the Future, really, if you can remember that, with all the clocks and things everywhere. I imagine, it sounds easy to connect people and to link those things up, but that's quite a challenge, isn't it? I imagine that, Paul, were you up a lamppost waiting for a lightning bolt or something like that? Was that
not far away from that, to be honest with you. It was no easy task. I think we had sort of a tech guru, John Bredmore from Lyric Rooms, who were also based in Coventry, and he was very much acting as sort of an advisor. And if ever I was coming up with a problem, I'd go, "Dom, help me." And afterwards, he sort of said that I made my life a million times harder than anybody's perhaps made it before. I think because we were trying to stream from 8 different locations for one continuous stream, it brought up a whole load of technical complexities that took a lot of working out, and it worked in the end. It just was quite a stressful journey to get there, I guess, but now I know how to do it, so now I can continue with it. But it resulted in basically my laptop was overheating under the pressure of Zoom coming into a laptop and a broadcasting system kicking it out of my laptop. My poor little Mac Air just could not handle it. So I had to, it ended up with me having a fan directed onto my laptop. And that is what saved the day in the end, was a common household fan was what it took.
Well, let's talk then about UK City of Culture 2021, which will be Coventry And I think in some ways, people are probably a little bit apprehensive about that now, given some of the things that have gone on. But actually, I think, if anything, you know, there's extra adrenaline, isn't there? There's a bit more momentum, I suppose, you know, to really sort of turbocharge some of the things that can happen, I think. So what kind of things are you doing in the run-up? You know, it's about a year to go, I guess, isn't it, until Shoot Festival goes ahead next year, hopefully. So what kind of things have you been doing between now and then?
Because at the moment and the time of this recording, because we don't know how people are going to gather together next year, it is a challenge. But I think one of the brilliant things about next year is that it does offer the opportunity of like a real big celebration. You know, it was always going to be a celebration anyway, but because we've been so far apart for so long, I think it really does offer that opportunity to come together again. And also in terms of the festival itself, because we're quite a small organisation, we're able to be flexible and, you know, and we can move quite quickly. I'm not entirely sure what Shoot Festival looks like next year. Paul and I have been having some conversations, but we hope that, you know, our main aim is to support local talent and we will do that as best as possible, like, you know, as best as we possibly can, essentially.
Yeah, and I think, like, it's not the end of the world at this moment in time. Like, I really feel for Galway at the moment because they are currently European City of Culture, which is, like, a huge opportunity. And they had some events in January which had to be cancelled because of the, like, big storm that they had. And they had then their events in February cancelled or April cancelled because of coronavirus, and it looks like the rest of the year is going through all them problems. I think if I'm always trying to look at the positives of situations, and I think Coventry is a bit more aware of the current circumstance and has a bit more time to prepare with that in mind. And I think there's like a huge opportunity, and people will want to culturally gather, whether not in person but in some sort of communal gatherings, even if it is 2 meters apart. That will feel really important, I think, in the start of 2021, all the way through 2021. And like Jen said, I think celebrations will be much more needed at that point, and culture will be much more needed at that point. So although it is not in any way the year that any of us anticipated or are hoping for, we have time to prepare for it. And I think what we'll bring together will be exciting in that year. And I think Shoot Festival will play a really important role in that, because artists will need our support, and that's what we're all about, is supporting artists. And I think artists in the city will need that kickstart again, and that's where Shoot Festival, I think, will play a really important part at the start of 2021. 2021 will be a really important year still, even though it's not the year that we initially had anticipated.
Okay, excellent. And just finally, folks that are listening and want to find out more about the things that Shoot Festival has done and is planning, or maybe you know, opportunities for them to perhaps get involved in some of the planning of that, Jem, where should they be looking online?
So if you head to CoventryShootFestival.com, that's our website, and all of the information about us is there. If you want to watch the Scratch Night, just search Shoot Festival in YouTube and you'll be able to find all the different streams. And then on Twitter, we are at Shoot Festival if you want to tweet us. And then on Facebook, we are Cov Shoot Festival.
Excellent. And that should keep our listeners busy for at least a day, I think, between those cups of tea. For now, Jen and Paul, thanks so much for your time, and all the best with the festival in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.